The most wonderful time of the year presents the perfect opportunity to support the creative community by giving gifts made by Sudbury and area artists and producers. Thoughtful gifts made with passion and attention to detail never go out of style, and one size fits all. The Art Gallery of Sudbury's, AGS, located at 251 John Street, shop carries an enchanting selection of gift items made by more than 50 Canadian artists and crafters. At least half of the artists juried for the shop are from northeastern Ontario. Shoppers will be delighted by colorful infinity scarves by Stacey Chamberlain, delicate jewelry by Lively Leaf Design, charming knitted hats and headbands by Amanda Luoma, and beautiful wooden bowls by John Bassett, in addition to original paintings and prints. When you are at the AGS, you might want to purchase a membership for yourself, your family or friends. A membership provides free access to the gallery and a discount at 90 galleries throughout Ontario. Members also receive a 10% discount in the gift shop and on art classes. There is a dazzling selection of 300 paintings, prints and photographs, all priced at $200 each, at Galerie du Nouvel Ontario's Nouveau Louvre annual holiday sale. The sale runs to mid-January at the gallery, which is located in Place des Arts on Larch Street. It's open Tuesday through Saturday from noon to 6 p.m., and there is an online store. This Saturday, December 10, Place des Arts hosts a winter fair from 2 p.m. until 7:30 p.m. presented by La Slague du Carrefour Francophone and Théâtre du Nouvel Ontario in the Library Boutique. Local vendors will sell food, art, jewelry and clothing in a fun and friendly atmosphere. Another great place to shop for local gifts and food items for the holidays is the Winter Market at Science North every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. True Made North in the new Sudbury Centre is a locally owned boutique, which opened in August 2020. Its owners, Lynn St. George, Jill Ann Hatchie and Carolyn Markovich, understand their clientele and have selected handmade items from more than 60 makers. These include whimsical northern-themed t-shirts and signs, as well as tasteful jewelry, yummy food items, and luxurious bath and body products. You may want to pick up a few tree decorations by Coffee Break Customs, as well as Hogan's Maple Syrup and Country Cabin candles for yourself. Sudbury Custom Paint and Framing on Elgin Street has unique gift items year-round, but at Christmas the shop is particularly merry and bright with a selection of lovely things such as Claudette Gesso's fabric creations, Lori Wall's stained glass, and Sweet Smocked Girls dresses by Pat Myrtle. The Elgin Street Shop, owned by Jane Cameron, sells stunning artwork by Jay Favreau and other northern painters, as well as a selection of books by local authors. Just down the street from Sudbury Paint and Custom Framing, Monique Legault's studio at 172 Elgin Street features work by the multimedia artist who is best known for her murals. Legault has printed her artwork on usable art items such as shower curtains, aprons and shopping bags. Pottery by Maggie Nardi, stained glass by Gary Moritz, and plant terrariums are also sold at the studio. Northern Artists Gallery does not have a storefront, but its website has contact information and examples of members' work. Many members used to sell their work at Artists on Elgin and include Astrid Colton, Bill Whitaker, Lee Provost, and Liz Brownrigg. There is also a display of members' work at Plaza 69 near Starbucks. Sudbury publisher Latitude 46 has an online bookstore where its books by Northerner writers can be purchased. One of this year's bestsellers is Scott Miller's, Leading the Pack, 50 Years of Sudbury Wolves History. Sudbury made gifts of comfort and joy such as Stack Beer, Crosscut Distillery Spirits, delicious cookies from favorite bakeries, and artisan chocolates from Huckleberry's, 110 Durham Street, or Raven Rising, 66 Cedar Street, also make enjoyable gifts that nobody ever returns. Both chocolatiers have online shops. Vicky Gilhula is a freelance writer in Greater Sudbury. Arts and culture is made possible by our Community Leaders Program.